listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. The Queensland coastline is expected to cop a battering from Tropical Cyclone Gabrielle. It formed this afternoon and is expected to increase in strength to a Category 3 by Friday. So far, it's forced a cruise ship headed to New Caledonia back to Brizzy. A Wacol facility housing sex offenders has come under scrutiny following two security breaches in a matter of months. In the most recent incident, a woman was allegedly able to visit a convicted pedophile and another man within the facility. Those men have been removed and placed back in jail, and the matter is before the court.
The rules of the precinct are that we don't have anyone visiting, and we would encourage all members of the community not to attempt in any way to visit the precinct.
That's Queensland Corrective Services Commissioner Paul Stewart there. He says they're installing more fencing and CCTV as a result of the breaches. Gold Coast billionaire businessman Clive Palmer has had his open-cut coal mine proposal rejected. It was planned for central Queensland, less than 10 kilometres from the Great Barrier Reef. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says there was a lot of community consultation ahead of her final decision.
Incredibly, about 9,000 public submissions were made in just 10 business days. So I want to say thank you to everyone who took the time to contact me and share your views.
And the Olympics is switching networks. The Summer and Winter Games will be broadcast by Channel 9 starting in Paris in 2024, and the deal includes the Brisbane Olympics in 2032. The Brisbane Bullets have got a new head coach. Justin Schuler will lead the squad for the next two seasons. CEO Peter McLennan says he's the best man for the job.
We've seen what Modi's done with the Breakers this year, and you don't need to have that full-time experience to come into a job. Like we completely believe in what we're doing and where we're going.
And pre-season training has reignited Toby Sexton's love for the NRL. The Gold Coast Titan says losing games last year mentally took a toll.
I've come through the ranks and I've won a lot of games and been a part of a lot of pretty successful teams. And it was tough last year, but I'm really looking forward to this year.